بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Let us share a few moments on hearing some fazail of zikr, so that when we make zikr, we have those fazail and those virtues in our mind, and we make zikr with that spirit, so we can really bond, connect with Allah, and even enjoy our zikr. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an Kareem, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala likens a kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, no one worthy of worship but Allah. This statement, kalima tayyiba, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala regards it to be, gives an example of it, like a tree that has its roots deep in the ground. The tree is strong, the tree is wholesome, the roots are deep in the ground, and the branches of it are high up in the sky. That is what kalima tayyiba is. When a person says that La ilaha illallah sidqam min qalbihi, truthfulness with his heart, he believes in it. He believes in the meaning of it. He loves it so much that repeatedly it comes out from his mouth, and then it comes out from the depth of his heart. It is just like those roots deep down in the ground. This kalima tayyiba, the meaning of it, the implication of it, is deeply rooted into his heart. And the effect of it is manifested in his life by practicing on the dictates of La ilaha illallah. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak refers to this kalima tayyiba as qawlu thabit. A very firm statement that benefits a person in this dunya and in the akhirat. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And according to commentators, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, etc., see that when a person says La ilaha illallah, that is qawlu thabit, it's a firm statement. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will keep him firm in this dunya and in the akhirat. And in the explanation of it is, when a person got a habit of saying La ilaha illallah, one is to say it, believe in it, practice on the dictates as a Muslim, and one is also to make the zikr of La ilaha illallah. When he passes away, the malaika come and give this person basharat, glad tidings. And that is what we are working for. That last day when we leave this world, then we are welcomed by malaika. They give us basharat that don't worry, now you are going to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is happy with you. The malaika join in the janaza salah. When he goes into the qabr and they make him sit up and they tell him to testify, he testifies with qawlu thabit. La ilaha illallah. And may Allah make this a reality for us. This a reality for us. We live with the kalima, we die with the kalima, and we meet Allah with the kalima. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah says, Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amsaliha. Any person that brings a good deed, it is multiplied 10 times. One explanation of bil hasana ya is the kalima, La ilaha illallah. And depending on the ikhlas and the sincerity, minimum you get 10 rewards. But if you have more ikhlas, more sincerity, Allah multiplies the reward. The word hasana is very broad, but some commentators mention this refers to La ilaha illallah and the zikr of La ilaha illallah. Last night in Taraweeh, Surah Rahman was recited. And one verse came, Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. The reward for ihsan, for good, is nothing but ihsan and good. And one explanation of ihsan there is La ilaha illallah. That the reward for La ilaha illallah is reward from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is it, the zikr of Allah. ayat of the Quran Kareem are replete with the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, remembering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali says that the zikr and the remembrance of Allah should be so saturated in our lives and in our hearts that he presents a poem for that, and he says, وَخِيَالُكَ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي وَمَسْوَاكَ فِي قَلْبِي فَأَيْنَ تَغِيبُ فَأَيْنَ تَغِيبُ. The poet says, oh Allah, your thought is in my mind. 24/7, where are we going to go? We came from Allah, everything ours is under the surveillance of Allah. Where are we going to go? وَخِيَالُكَ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ, that your thought is always in front of my eyes. وَذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي, and your zikr, your remembrance, that's on my tongue all the time. So I think about you from my mind, I talk about you with my tongue, and وَمَسْوَاكَ فِي قَلْبِ, and your place of abode, residence, your house is inside my heart, inside my heart. So with our mind, with our eyes, with our tongue, everything is attached to Allah. فَأَيْنَ تَغِيبُ, where are you going to go, Allah? Allah, you are going to be with me. And that's what we want. We always make the dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours and you become ours. Make us yours, you become ours. And that is it. We want sukoon in life. Today, everybody asking for antidepressant. This happened, that happened. Where you want that sukoon and peace? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Take out, whenever you're going through any challenge in life, you'll adopt to it, you'll adopt the asbab of the world, but just take out few moments, read two rakat salat, lift up your hand, make some zikr, few minutes, after that see how Allah will open the way for you. May Allah grant us tawfiq to inculcate the habit of zikr in our lives. One is normal zikr, 24/7 we think of Allah. But sometimes structured zikr is very good for our spiritual upliftment. Few moments in the morning and few moments in the evening. Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله
illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illa Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah, Also make dua that Allah must give us ikhlas. Allah grant us tawfiq to make zikr. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala must put the love of zikr on our tongues. Shouldn't just be confined to our hearts. It should be also our tongues, and from our tongues into a depth of our hearts. And all the time we live our life thinking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The greatest love, the greatest muhabbat is with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We live in our heart, in the world, with attachment with our physical bodies, but our heart and our spiritual heart, wherever we are, it is ta'alluq with Almighty Allah. We live with that and we die with that. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything, not a single moment, our heart must be detached from Allah and the yard of Allah and the remembrance of Allah.